Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Saddest Things in the World. In this show, we analyze and discuss some of the saddest things ever. Why, you may ask? I don't know. There is a twist. Some episodes will turn out happy. Some will stay very sad. Let's jump into it. Today's episode is The Execution of Mary the Elephant. This is a listener request episode. Hey, Garrett. I'm waving. If you would like a specific sad story covered, go to livingwithmeshow.com and message me. This sad story starts in 1916. What else was happening in 1916? I'm sure it was nothing good. Okay, U.S. life expectancy for males was 49 years and females 54 years. Okay, that's interesting. The term movie star originated from Paramount Pictures. In 1916, the studio contracted 22 actors and honored each with a star on the logo. Interesting. Side note on the different show, maybe we'll talk a little about the Oscars last night. Okay, it's all very horribly boring. Let's move on. The saddest things in the world. Yes, the saddest things in the world. Mary the Elephant was an elephant working at the circus, trafficked. And this guy named Red Eldridge was her handler, and he was grossly unqualified. He was a clerk at a hotel. Mary, of course, was the star of the circus. Red would ride around on her back and I'm sure would like whip her with shit, and she was trained to play instruments and God only knows what else. On Red's second day on the job, Mary snapped and freaked, and with her trunk, she grabbed Red from her back and flung him into the crowd, killing him. Damn. God, can you imagine that happening now? There'd be like TikToks of it and like joke circusy music. Okay. After everything was all said and done with the accident, the town was trying to decide what to do with Mary. Of course. Some people wanted to set her free, and some wanted to shoot her. Okay. What's going to happen? The circus owner, after much considerable thought, I'm sure, decided for a public hanging for Mary. 2,500 people gathered to watch Mary be publicly hung until her death. And that's the story. Unfortunately, there's more sad stuff to come. But as for Mary, that's the story. Mary the Elephant. She was kidnapped in captivity for years. And I don't know. She didn't like Red. I wonder what Red was like. Oh, I don't even know. But obviously, he deserved to be thrown off of her back. Mary the Elephant, you still live on through our memories. Okay, so let's just move on. Here's some other sad elephant things. You guys, shit, like, went down with elephants. Plus, there's an interesting history thing in here. So, let's keep going. Chewie the Elephant was shot for attacking his handler and finished off with a harpoon. Okay, let's keep it going. This has a purpose, I guess. I really don't know. Topsy, another circus elephant, killed a spectator outside of Coney Island. The park then charged admission fee to watch the public hanging. Oh, okay, here's a... The ASPCA stepped in, though, okay? Let's see what they did. Oh, they limited the spectators to invite only and press. So in 1903... Topsy was fed poison carrots, electrocuted, and strangled with large ropes tied to a steam-powered winch. Whoa. Whoa. Let's just take that in for a second. Let's just push it out, push it out. Whoa. Thomas Edison's movie company filmed the entire thing and sold the footage to be shown at coin-operated kinescopes. Okay, yes, here's the history lesson, folks, very quickly and interestingly. I'm sure, unfortunately, we've all somehow seen the video of the elephant getting electrocuted back when film just started. I'm sure. That is directly tied into the war of the currents. Okay, y'all, this very quickly. It's interesting. Basically, the war of the currents is where Thomas Edison had the idea for direct current system. Direct current, right? Nikola Tesla and Westinghouse promoted the alternating current system, right? So Edison, direct current, Tesla, alternating current. Tesla's was, of course, way better because he understood. We won't get into it. On my other show, the Living With Me show, we get into it. Frequencies, astral projection, CIA to classify docs. Yeah. But this show, let's just move on. Y'all know Tesla understood frequency. Frequency is the key to understanding our universe, right? Our existence. So, of course, his was better. His idea to harness electricity and give it to the masses for light bulbs. Of course, Tesla's idea was better. Low cost, non-invasive. It takes the power from the power plant. There's no power plants. It's we the people have electricity, right? Look up Tartarian civilization, right? It's a great thing to jump into. So it takes the money and the power away from basically capitalizing on electricity. So Tesla's alternating current would therefore take money out of so many corrupt, horrible people's hands, just like today. Isn't it funny? So the evil side that wanted to capitalize on everything and control started a propaganda war with misinformation to sway public opinion, to keep the power plants and direct current, keep them rich, keep them in control. They can shut it off anytime they want, y'all. This is where the execution footage of Topsy is relevant to this thing. So Edison's company filmed Topsy getting electrocuted, strangled by winches. I can't even repeat it. So Edison filmed the electrocution and it was thrown in saying, see, this elephant was getting electrocuted. This is what will happen to you and your family if you use Tesla's alternating current. And of course the masses go, oh my God, fuck that and fuck Tesla. And then they killed his ass and here we are. Okay, moving on. Oh, this will be over soon. Ziggy the elephant, a new elephant, y'all. He attacked his keeper at the Brookfield Zoo outside of Chicago. He was chained to a wall in an indoor enclosure for 30 years. After a public outcry in the 60s, he was finally moved to an outside enclosure. He died only a few years after being outside. Okay, keep it going, then we're done. In 1994, at a circus in Honolulu, an elephant named Tyke trampled and killed both her groomer and trainer. She then ran out into the street. Oh, Lord. Everybody's going down. The police shot her 86 times. Doesn't 86 mean out of here? When you get, like, kicked out of a bar or something? Okay. That show was sued, and Tyke became a symbol, for circus tragedies and animal cruelty. Okay. New legislation came from Tyke's death. Okay. Oh, good. We have a nice little wrap-up. Okay. I mean, not really. Okay, quickly, I have my own horrible elephant story. As you faithful listeners know, I used to be this thing called a sober companion, and I would help, like, one percenters transition from rehab to regular life, and it was a really good thing, actually. It was very helpful. But anywho, I would travel the world. I was a jet setter, darling, okay? Really. No, but seriously, a jet setter. Like, I was just freaking everywhere. And one time I was flying on a private jet. It was very little. It was very scary. I hated it, but it was a very little private jet. And the sisters were fighting. And the mom turns around and says, if you girls don't stop fighting, we're going to fly coach. And the girls go, no. So it's very funny. But anywho, I was on one of these trippy things. And on our itinerary is we're going to go ride the elephant. So we're like, okay, like, interesting. I mean, we're in Thailand, like, I guess, you know, like, why not? And we get there, and the first thing me and these people see is a baby elephant chained to this pole. And then there's people riding the other elephants, and you can see that the elephants are not happy. It's really horrifying, and the people I'm with start crying. And, like, I'm not crying, but, like, I'm completely sad and want to get the fuck up out of there. And we ended up ditching the whole people and me and, like, these little cluster of, I guess, the cool people, right? The emotional, like, ones that were just, like, not down with it. We were like, no, fuck this. We're going. And I don't remember what we did. But, yes, it was very, very sad. And actually, that place got shut down. And, yes, because I'm sure that started happening a lot as people are more, generations go on, and people are more out of survival mode. So they're able to reach higher levels of enlightenment. Don't hate on any generation. So people are less in survival mode and able to reach higher levels of emotions and sensitivity. And, you know, it's not that those people were horrible people. They were just, like, horrible for a reason. Or whatever. So, but yes, we're evolving out of that. But yes, it is a horrible world out there. And a lot of people are not evolving out of that. But yes, as a mass, we're becoming enlightened, y'all. It's a horribly scary thing. Okay? And if you would like a specific sad story covered, go to livingwithmeshow.com and message me. All episodes of The Saddest Things in the World and all episodes of the Living With Me show are at livingwithmeshow.com. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
W-I-T-H-M-E-S-H-O-W.com. livingwithmeshow.com.